Dozens of refugee families resettle in Albuquerque each year, and their children begin attending school here. In a couple of weeks, the Albuquerque Public Schools District is slated to launch a program for newcomers, but immigrant advocates say it's been planned poorly and will be hard to access. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports that for many refugee families, getting transportation to a special school is nearly impossible.
It's 7 a.m. and 9-year-old Masiola Nasiri is waiting at a city bus stop on a busy street.
I feel good, but kind of sleepy.
Nasiri's mother, Fariba Shasavar, is taking him to summer school, and it's a bit of a long haul. Nasiri carries a Power Rangers backpack and a khaki safari-style hat.
It's my field trip hat, and I go to the zoo to places that are pretty hot.
Nasiri will be in fourth grade soon. If you ask his favorite subject, he'll say math, but also music and recess. Those fun periods are something he never had in school back in his hometown, Kabul, in Afghanistan.
The bus is coming.
Is it on time?
Yes.
Yes.
Shasavar and her husband brought Nasiri to the U.S. when he was in first grade. Things had gotten too dangerous in Kabul. She says there were bombings every day. They decided to leave after her husband's 26-year-old brother was killed in an explosion.
Next stop, Central and MJ Road. Nearside, transfer, commuter route 34.
Now, 3 years later, Nasiri loves going to school. He's pretty confident about it. But his mom is worried because he still doesn't read or write English.
My son, it is my responsibility about him, about learning, about the school.
At his elementary school, Nasiri has English as a second language class, but just for a few hours a week. APS does provide interpreters, but only for certain meetings like parent-teacher conferences. So it's hard for Shasavar to know what's going on. Still, she's determined for her son to get a good education.
Am I embarrassing you?
No.
After another 10-minute walk, we get to summer school, and Nasiri is eager to join his friends.
Mom, can you go?
Thank you very much. Thank you. You too.
This school, La Mesa Elementary, is where Nasiri would have to get to every day during the school year if he were to be a part of the APS newcomer program. Back at her apartment, Shasavar pours tea into glass mugs. She hadn't heard of the newcomer program until I brought it up. She says she'd like for her son to be in a special program. She's concerned his English won't be good enough for science or history. But she can't keep doing the hour and a half long commute twice a day.
The program sounds very good, but the transportation is a big problem.
Mabuba Pana of the New Mexico Asian Family Center is interpreting for us. She works with lots of other refugee families.
My other community members, they are single moms and they don't have any education and they have more than one kids. They don't have time to worry about school.
Back in Kabul, Shasavar worked as an engineer. Now her husband pays the bills, working nights, packaging bread. She wants to learn English and get a good job here someday. But it's not easy having to make choices between her son's education and her own.
Like for summer school, I sacrificed my 6 weeks of class. I just decided to cancel the whole thing to spend my time to pick up my son and drop off my son. But I cannot do this all year long. I have to do my own things. I have to study my English too.
For now, Shasavar says she'll have to put her son back on the APS school bus heading to the English-speaking teachers at his normal elementary. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, the Con Alma Health Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.